This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day. For the first time in the history of the show, we've moved it back a couple of hours at 10:05, and I kind of like it. Hopefully you do too. We've got some new fans that are listening for the first time, and we're going to talk about racing along the Gulf Coast and also nationwide. Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway standing by, and also Mobile International Speedway. The Modifieds of Mayhem Tour is back on the coast. Last night, big wrecks, mad drivers, and several divisions, and that's all leading up to Fan Appreciation Night tonight at Mobile International Speedway. $5 gets you and the family in, and by the way, you got Meet the Drivers on the front stretch and double feature, so we'll talk to Tim in just a minute. Also, thanks to the other sponsors, including Sunny South Raceway and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service at Government and Butler Street. Yeah, whether you've got a go-kart or a late model, you can make it go faster with that balancing, line boring, and resurfacing. Sunny South Raceway also checks in today in Grand Bay. Ray Martin's going to be there, and it's opening their brand new dirt track. We've been talking about this on the show for about a year. Us have been working on a go-kart track in the middle of Sunny South Raceway, so we're going to learn all about that as actually testing starts today. So if you got a kart and want to check it out, we'll learn about that. Also, Jerry Boehm with the Southern Vintage Racing Association. Tonight they're going to run a Baker at Northwest Florida Speedway, prepping for the first time in the history of the vintage cars, and also at Mobile International Speedway for their appearance coming up 2 weeks from today. Can't wait. The Lee Fields Memorial is going to be a big race on the 22nd. We'll learn more about that. And also, a good friend of mine, Billy Bob Otto with Randy Rods of the South, a big part of what we do with Kane's Warrior Kids, with Kane Motorsports. We're going to talk a little bit about, as we're preparing now for our second annual toy run to the Women and Children's Hospital. Going to start collecting some toys, and how a lot of the race teams that we had last time brought their race cars out. We did a big parade for the kids. We're going to get that started also. As if that's not enough, 2 minutes into the show, still talking about it. Dustin Long with NBC Sports checks in Watkins Glen this weekend. And if you haven't heard, big news, Kevin Ward Jr.'s family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit now against Tony Stewart, so we'll learn all about that. Last night, probably one of the biggest crowds I've seen at Five Flag Speedway this year, $5 night, Demolition Derby, and Tim Bryant, good morning, for the first time at 10:08. This is the first time since the Snowball Derby, not once but twice, did I see your crowd give standing ovations for the driving.
Man, I tell you what, Kane. And by the way, you know, I've been waiting for 2 hours to have
this conversation. That's right. Sorry, I was asleep, bro. Okay.
it's all good. I like any time slot. But last night, an awesome. For one thing, the Demolition Derby always draws a good crowd. It does at both tracks, and a $5 admission ticket certainly helps that too. But the real beauty of it all. With a nice crowd and a lot of new fans there, we saw some of the best racing that we've seen all year long, and maybe for the last couple of years in all the divisions. I mean, we had lead swapping on the final lap. It's promoter's dream to have races like that, and when you have it in front of a large crowd and you know they're leaving there talking about it, certainly that is a sign of good things to come.
Oh, absolutely. And again, your brainchild, one of the classes we had problems with the past couple of years been the Modifieds. They just seem like they have dropped off. So you guys came up with a couple other tracks, the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour, and we had a great field of cars. We had, we had some wrecks, and a really bad one, including getting the number 8, Donnie Hamrick, actually airborne.
Yeah, tough break for Donnie Hamrick. He's the points leader of the Modifieds of Mayhem Tour. A big wreck going down the backstretch, down into turn 3, got him up in the air over top of another car, and some pretty extensive damage to the number 8. In all likelihood, we'll probably see Donnie Hamrick in the number 64 tonight. Adam Crawford pretty much is the second team car there, and of course with Donnie being so high in the points, he'll probably be in the 64. I don't think the 8 car was repairable, which is a shame for Adam because he's having a pretty good season as well. So I don't know. That's kind of the way it was when they left the track last night in Pensacola. But it's a very resourceful team over there at David Jones Racing, so they may have them both there tonight.
That's true. They did have a lot of damage, though. And then let's talk about the winner. Here's a first-time winner, Joe Armandia. Let me see if I can say Armandia. There you go.
I believe it's Aramandia.
Oh, that's it, Aramandia.
But I tell you what, Joe is a great guy. He's from Texas. a middle-aged guy. Mm-hmm. He's not a kid. He's having the time of his life racing modified. He dabbled with late model racing some years back, so he certainly knows his way around a racetrack. You know, he's got a good team put together, and you know, he was at the Modified of Mayhem Tour inaugural event at Mobile on March 28th, and he lost an engine in practice the night before and didn't even get to compete in the first race. So a good visit back to the Gulf Coast, and by the way, he is chomping at the bit to go for two in a row tonight.
Oh yeah, and he said that in victory lane. Says, I can't wait for Mobile. Super Stocks, whoa boy, did we have a good car count, decent for those guys, but Corbett Mosley pulls in the win. But man, there was some rubbing and racing and a pretty hard wreck into turn two. Driver's side hits the wall.
Yeah, tough break for Gary Sutton, who was actually challenging for the lead. In the 151 car, he come into the ninth, second in the point standings. He and Bubba Winslow and Todd Jones all was three cars occupying enough space for two. So Gary ends up on the short end of that deal. But Corbett Mosley, another middle-aged guy out of Panama City, Florida, actually Lynn Haven to be specific, having a ball racing in the Super Stock division, and it was certainly good to see. I believe it was his first win at Five Flags, so a good night for him, and you know, it was a breath of fresh air for the Super Stock division as we had a nice field of cars and really, really competitive race.
I got to ask, what happened to Dave Mader? I saw him pulling out. You know, he loaded up for some reason. Can you give us any details on why he didn't race last night?
Well, I can't go into too much detail because I don't know yet. I've got to have a conversation with Dave, but I do know he had technical issues in pre-tech inspection with his car. You know, it was something. I think it was a relatively minor infraction. Sure. I think there was some principal involved there, and Dave decided not to race. But certainly, we hope we can get that resolved. He's a great racer, and he's got a nice car. And I tell you what, we're really excited about his entry into the Lee Fields Memorial with his super late model coming up in a couple of weeks.
That's going to be great, and we'll switch gears in a minute, but probably two of the classes, well, there's still three. Let's go straight to the Demo Derby before we talk about Bombers and Sportsmen. I liked Eric Burt. You had so many cars, you could hardly, you squeezed them together. I mean, how many did we have last night? 14?
Well, it was 14. We had seven in each row, and that was from wall to wall.
Yeah.
So when we dropped the green flag, it was Katie bar the door.
Yeah.
And a good demolition derby. Mm-hmm. We had some really, really hard hits last night. And when it was all said and done, it was Eric Beard from Dora, Alabama, that took home the $1,500 first prize.
You know, those are three guys that traveled down near the Birmingham area, and I talked to him in Victory Lane. He said, you know, last year they clobbered me. I was coming back for the win, and sure enough he did. And, boy, that to win any kind of trophy, it's Five Flag Speedway, you can see the emotion of what it means, whether it's a bomber driver, pro late model driver, super late model driver, or a demolition derby driver.
Yeah, for sure. And those guys are that team. They travel the circuit, kind of doing the demolition derbies. So, you know, they raised the bar for everybody else. But you know what? It was a good demo derby. Yeah. Multiple time winner Ronnie Smith was in the hunt. You know, midway through the event, and a right rear tire disintegrated on his car, so he became immobile. But you know, all said and done, the thing lasted about, I think, 12 or 14 minutes, somewhere in there, which is a good duration for a demolition derby, especially as hard as those cars hit.
Oh, it was beautiful. I ain't going to lie. And something else beautiful, how about last turn lap? You've got a lapped car coming out of turn four. Shane Ard makes it three wide, pretty much, to take the win. Unbelievable. One of the best races of the year I've seen in a sportsman class at your track.
It was an awesome event, and by the way, it gave Shane Ard the inspiration, I believe, to come to Mobile and try to pick up double wins tonight. He's an occasional MIS competitor, but I do believe we'll see him over here tonight. And it was a tough break for Brandon Fowler. He was the whole race, but you know what? That's racing, and as you mentioned, I mean, it had the crowd on their feet. So it was a good win for them. And by the way, they had already been on their feet because Robert Loper and Gino Denmark had done the same thing.
And that's what I was going to say. Those guys put on a clinic. They were rubbing each other. They were racing each other hard. There was a move to move one of the cars, and it worked. Gino Denmark took the win, and but it was close.
Yeah, that's about as good as racing gets. They were rubbing, and they were all over the racetrack and swapping positions a couple of different times, And when it was all said and done, you know, they shook each other's hand.
Yep.
Robert Loper was a true gentleman about it. And you know what? I guarantee you tonight he's going to try to get redemption then.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah, I'll be watching that one. That'll be good. And
you're a good seat for that, won't you?
Yeah, I'll have probably one of the best seats. Yeah, we've got the Kane Motorsports cars are right up there in the mix as well. Let's talk about tonight. Again, what a great night at Mobile International Speedway, because it's a Saturday night, going to be in the mid-70s. You can't beat that. And you've got double features and, again, kind of a back-to-school celebration. $5 gets you in, but there's more.
Yeah, we know that money's tight this time of year as folks get their kids ready to go back to school. So it's our annual fan appreciation night, just $5 for everybody with kids 5 and under getting in free. So, you know, it'll be a cheap night of family entertainment, the Modifieds of Mayhem for 50 laps, and then double features for the Pro Trucks. There's going to be a bunch of those tonight, the Sportsmen and the Bombers. They'll run around the features, then we'll run our 50-lap Modified feature, and then we'll run round two of the feature. So it'll be a packed night, and it all starts with Meet the Drivers as we put every car up on the front stretch and open the grandstands where they can go down and talk to the drivers. We're going to do that for about 30 or 45 minutes right at the beginning of the program at 7 p.m.
That's going to be fun. Now, big news, and I do want to touch on it a little bit. You know, it was in the news this week that Miss Ida Fields, who owns the track, has put Mobile International Speedway up for sale. And reason-wise, obviously, she's going to move closer to her family, which, you know, I think as a driver and as a team owner, I get it and understand, because I've seen on the backside how hard you work, how hard Miss Ida works, and everything you guys have to do just to try to get a Saturday night show on. And you know what? She had knee surgery this past week. She wants to relax a little bit, and I don't blame her. Can you give us any details on what might be happening into the future for the track after these next three races?
Well, I mean, we certainly think and hope that the future is bright for Mobile Speedway. After 41 years of ownership, I think Ida decided it's just time to move on.
Yeah.
She's wanting to enjoy some retirement. So the ultimate goal is for her to retire to her home place, which is over near Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Crotch Springs, to be exact, is where she came from. So the track was officially put on the market. It's been being marketed by a brokerage firm in Lafayette, Louisiana, and you know, a couple of people have already reached out as prospects, we'll call them at this point.
Great.
You know, we don't really know. There's a great oval track in Irvington, and there's a great drag strip in Irvington, and it's going to take somebody with a lot of passion.
Yeah.
And you know, I can sit here and tell you, Kane, I wish it was the Bryants, but quite honestly, owning two tracks and operating two tracks is a stretch in today's world. It's a very challenging business, and it takes everything you have to make one operate in today's world, and you know, we're stretched pretty thin, so we've done our absolute best to help keep racing going at Mobile. And it's not to say that we don't have some future over here, but at the end of the day, what we'd really like to see is someone come in and take ownership of this track and operate it and, you know, be on ground every day and work with the community of Mobile and make it what we think it can be.
Amen. Well, that's well said, Tim. Gates open at what time today?
Gates will open at 4 o'clock. If last night was any indication of tonight, we would like to encourage folks
get
to come
early.
A little early, especially if you want to get down on the track and see the driver. So I'd say 5:30, 6 o'clock would be an ideal time to start coming in.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, we'll start racing as soon as the autograph session is over with round one of the double feature format, and in between, a great 50-lap Modified of Mayhem race will be held.
Can't wait. Tim, we'll see you shortly here at the track, and we appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
Okay. All right, Kane.
Absolutely. Tim Bryant again with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway, ready to come and see some action tonight. We've got it covered. Still to continue, NASCAR. We're going to talk about the Southern Vintage Racing Association, another toy run to the Children's Hospital, and we're checking in now with Sunny South Raceway. Be right back. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. We race to bring awareness to all the fire departments around the country. So if you're local on the Gulf Coast, you got a fish fry, a car show, we'll bring some race cars out to you. Find us on Facebook at USFD Racing. Thanks to Mobile International Speedway, huge night of racing tonight. Also, Five Flag Speedway, Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service, and Sunny South Raceway. They're opening up the gates today. today for their brand new go-kart track, Midland Track, and we've got Ray Martin that's on the phone with us this morning. And Ray, welcome back to the show, and you've taken over the reins, helping out at the track a little bit more, and what a great weekend this is. We were just talking off the air. You're looking forward to today, aren't you?
Man, I'm ready to get on the phone and head on out there right now. I'm so excited for this thing to open up and get moving. I want to see everybody showing up.
This is a long time coming. And, you know, let's talk about the past couple of years at Sunny South Raceway. There's been some changes. There's a brand new owner, Metro Glass owner, Mr. Wayne O'Kresick, has bought the facility and has done a lot of changes, I think, into positive. And it was already a great facility. What have you seen this year that has put this track bigger on the map? And what I mean by that, it's, I wouldn't call it a forgotten track, but when I tell people that, Sunny South Raceway, you mean there's another track past Irvington? Well, yeah, 7 miles on the right, and it's a bull ring that looks like Bristol. And I think your fan, your crowds have really grown, because not only are they seeing better racing, but the way you guys are promoting it.
Correct. We have Miss Debbie. She runs out everywhere you go. You see her talking about it in Facebook, yeah, Twitter, everything you can do, you know, to get the name out and everything we can do, you know.
Well, what does tonight mean for the go-karting community? Because, again, now, Sunny South Raceway, explain what kind of track it is. High-banked oval, like you said, kind of a bull ring, and, you know, a quarter mile. And now you guys decided to build this dirt track in the middle of it, and it looks bigger. I mean, you were talking last weekend, show, you walked the track. It's pretty decent size.
Right. I think they measured a fifth of a mile go-kart track. It looks like, if you walk it, it feels like it's 5 miles. I guarantee you that. But it's banked in dirt track. That was, we're just trying to bring back dirt racing into Mobile County, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot of little dirt tracks in Mississippi and Baldwin County and Pensacola as well. So something for our drivers here. Now, you've already got, obviously, go-karts that race there. You've got the senior champs. Those are the guys are, you know, we talked about on the air that almost look like they're Daytona or Talladega bump drafting. And those are the fastest carts you got out there, because they're going faster or just as fast as those legend cars, 75, 80 miles an hour. And that's an inch off the ground with no suspension or seat belts.
Correct.
You know, so what is going to be the difference here? Are you going to see, you think, some of those go-karts? Are you going to see some of the senior champs and also the champs, the Mighty Mites and Junior One champs? And again, for fans that are just listening for the first time, these are cars that look like sprint cars, you know, and they're mini-size for kids that's starting off. You guys actually train tomorrow's racers today. You've got a class called the Mighty Mites where you've got 4-5-year-olds starting to race.
Yes, we're going to have them hopefully coming out today, too, and trying to practice out on this new track, see how it goes. And I know we got two of them guaranteed going to be out there. I think they're 6-7 years old right now. See what they think of it. We're going to get some good feedback today. We'll have concession stands open and all. See.
Oh, that's good. Talk about the last race you guys had out there. You had all the divisions. Tell us, do you have a list of the winners that we can go through?
Sure do. In our Bandolero class, Bandit class, we had Caleb Boykin up front. Second place was Cody Wood. And third place was Caleb Sanford.
Now, once again, I'm going to interrupt you really quick because we're brand new time slot. We've got a lot of new listeners. A Bandolero, can you explain the difference between a go-kart and a Bandolero? Because this Bandolero is young drivers, maybe who start off at the go-karts, will take this to the next step, but it is a real race car.
Yes, it's a real race car. You're strapped in it just like you would be in a full-size race car. It has a fully adjustable front end. It has, I can't remember all off the top of my head of what size motor it has. It has a Bridgestone Stratton motor. Mm. They run about, I'd say about 55 to 60 miles an hour in one class, and it's unlimited what speed they can go on in another class. You know, it's according to how you set it up.
Yeah. And then you have those, and so, okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to kind of explain what the cars are. So moving on.
Right. All right, and our other Bandolero class is the Outlaw class. We had Britton Diaz up front, Justin Carl in second, and Colin Sablich in third. Now, let me tell you, that was a good race there. You couldn't put a credit card between the first and second place cars when they come across the finish line. Pass at the end for the win. And in our Pro Challenge class, we had Brad West outrun the Cotton Crescent. Third place was Bill Elmore. In our mini stock class, we had Patrick Baker, Robert Loper, and Sean Mosley.
Now, again, the mini stocks, those are like the front-wheel drive cars, or stingers.
Front-wheel drive, four-cylinder, Saturns, Hondas, Toyotas. We got them all out there.
Yeah.
Pretty good starter class to get into, but it's real competitive, real fast, and people seem to like it. They like to turn it up out there.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different to drive a front-wheel drive car around a track like that. You can't really slide it like you do some of the other ways.
Correct. All right, in our legend class, for three wins in a row for Mr. Conley Dubuisson. Second place is Kyle Crescent and the 44 JR. Joseph McCarl coming in third.
Now, these cars are nationally points, IMX points. Now, explain what a legend car looks like and what they are. I think fans, again, who might not know will recognize these cars.
The legend car is a downsize, like a 1952 model Ford Chevrolet coupe. We got coupes and the sedans out there. Fiberglass bodies that come with a motorcycle 1200cc motor in it. Short wheelbase, too much horsepower for that little bit of a car.
Yeah.
You can spin the tires all the way around the track if you want to.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. How about, is that all the classes?
That and our Junior 1 class, our go-kart class. What was my paper here? All right, we had Aaron Tompkins win that one. Second place, very close finish for it with Landon Adams and Jared Little.
Now, the next race will be August 15th. Obviously, next weekend, gates open at 4. And what's so cool about Sunny South Raceway is no alcohol involved. Kids 12 and under are free. But it's one of those tracks where they've got it fenced off and around, and you can let the kids go out there and play, and mom and dad can sit in the stands and not really have to worry about much.
Correct. We got them where they're locked in. You can sit there and relax and let them run up and down the front straightaway and yell at the cars.
Yeah, and they do. And now, what time do you guys open for the test session on the brand-new track today?
The gates are going to open up at 4 o'clock, and we're going to stay there as long as we want to. I mean, until you get tired of turning the wheels, when we'll shut it down.
It's about 2 in the morning. That's awesome.
Come on out there, then.
Well, yeah. Now, real quick, for fans that might not know where Sunny South Raceway is, it's really not hard to find. It's in Grand Bay. Give us the details on how to find the track.
All right. If you come down Highway 90, you pass the big track, Mulberry National Speedway. You go about 7 miles. We're on the right-hand side. We have a little sign out there right beside the
CBS
Grand
News
Bay Community Center.
All right, that is awesome, man. I appreciate you coming on, as always. And, Ray, have a good weekend. We'll have you back on next weekend. Again, August 15th is going to be pretty big for us, for sure. So we're excited about that, the next race. And we'll talk to you then, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Again, Ray Martin with Sunny South Raceway. And before we move on, I want to let you guys know that Jerry Bonham is standing by, the Southern Vintage Racing Association. Also, Billy Bob Otto is standing by. Now, if you're not familiar with Billy Bob, he's a good folks. Now, he's actually one of the guys with Ratty Rods of the South. And these guys do a lot for us as far as with our Kane Motorsports Warrior Kids program. We're getting ready to start collecting toys and also money and cash donations to get toys for our run, which comes, I believe, the second or the first week after the Snowball Derby, so the second or third Friday, and we're still getting the dates. We're going to go to the Women and Children's Hospital, and if you've never done this, you're more than welcome, whether you have a hot rod car, a go-kart, or any kind of thing. You can find us on Facebook. Just look up my name, Derek Long, D-E-R-E-K-L-O-N-G, and we'll make sure that we can actually get you guys to get involved with it, because it's a blessing to bless the kids, and we're going to learn more about that. And NASCAR again, Watkins Glen. Dustin Long has all the details. Hey, for the first time ever at 10 o'clock, this is Full Throttle Racing with Kane, right here on FM Talk 106.5. I kind of like this new time slot. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always podcast again after the show at usfdracing.org. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway tonight. $5 fan appreciation night. Every car is going to be on the straightaway right before we start. Come down to get autographs. Kane Motorsports driver Matt Jackson and myself will have some goodies for the kids. Also, thank you to Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service at Government and Butler Streets, from balancing, line boring, resurfacing heads. Whether you got a vintage car, car, a bomber, he can make that motor scream. And yeah, it's legal. Trust me. Thank you also to McDonald's and Pull Apart. Also for Kane Motorsports sponsors, Dewey Miller and BA Motorsports, D&T Automotive. They're a big part of what we do. And we've got ABC Designs on the car. And I'll go through the rest of the list shortly. Dustin Long standing by with NBC Sports. Kevin Ward Jr.'s family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Tony Stewart. We'll talk about this as this week, well, the drivers are turning left and right at Watkins Glen. We'll get the latest there. And Matt Kenseth last week, well, he clinches his spot in the chase with his run at Pocono with his win. So we'll talk about that. And one of the drivers that travels all over the Gulf Coast with the Southern Vintage Racing Association is Jerry Bowman. And Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the show. You're loading up, heading to Baker.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us today. And we're going to have a show tonight at Northwest Florida, and looking forward to it.
Now, you drive the number 43, the red, yellow, and white car, and we were talking off the air. You know, we're getting ready for the Lee Fields Memorial Race, which this is a big deal. This is the biggest race next to the ARCA race that they have at Mobile International Speedway, but there's a lot of prestige. There's no trophies for this race. If you win, you get a wrestling belt. Lee Fields, who owned the track, obviously, lots of years ago, was a major promoter in wrestling, and can you tell us what it means for the Vintage Association to come for this historic time at a historic race?
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, we get to travel around, and when we have a special event such as this, I mean, it just means everything in the world. You know, we get to show off our little cars that we have and have
little,
a good time.
Little? I wouldn't call these little. Shoot. How many cars do you think we're going to see? Now, we're talking about anything between 8 and 12 cars probably is the average of what we'll see there. Now, what I do know is what I like about the Vintage Racing Association and the reason why we're really going to race it hard next week or next year is the fact that you guys not only run on dirt, which I love, but you do the asphalt, kind of like ARCA does, and now the truck races a little bit.
Yeah. I'm originally from asphalt, so it suits me. I love it. You know, I enjoy the dirt, but when we go to the asphalt, I do everything I can to make sure that I'm at the asphalt races. It's a thrill for me.
Well, and it's a lot of fun. Now, there's a lot of cars out there, and we want to kind of encourage these guys to come out to Mobile International Speedway. Now, 2 weeks from this past Thursday, they'll have an open practice session, so it'll be a good idea for you guys to come out here. But what are the vintage cars? Can you explain? Again, this is a brand-new time slot, so we're usually on at 8 o'clock. We have a lot of new fans listening to the show today. So what is a vintage car? And just tell us a little bit about how fast they go and what kind of setups and things.
I can't tell you how fast because obviously we don't have speedometers, so I don't have a clue.
200 miles an hour. They're fast.
Yeah, they're fast. They're quick. You know, it's a modern metric frame, 38 Ford or Chevy bodies. You know, it's you have to get the rules and just like a lot of things. Like my brother does my work. I couldn't tell you a lot.
Yeah, well, you know what I tell people when I try to explain what it is you know, it's like, you know, like I said, that body style. And I said it looks like the old Pro Late models or the old Late models back in the day when they had the wings on the top of them. So these, you know, it's fun to go and do these car shows that we do and also take the cars out, because I'm sure you see this all the time. You got the old timers, as I call them, walking by and they're staring at it and they say, well, I remember when I was growing up and seeing these cars and stuff. And that's probably one of the coolest things, just to hear those old timers reminiscing.
Yeah, you're true there. And I get that all the time. Yeah. You know, you'll get the 60, 70 year old gentleman, yeah, that'll come up to you and say, man, I remember these days.
Yeah.
My father, he used to run them, and that's what he ran back in the day.
Wow.
So it's kind of close to home for me, and that's another plus.
Well, and they've got different kinds. They've got the smaller version like I do, or the coupe, and then they've also got the bigger version like you guys have as well. Tonight, also at Baker, do you have a sit-in driver for the Powder Puff race?
I do not.
Oh.
I've had some folks call and inquire. I have said, at this time, I have said no. I had a pretty good wreck in Pensacola, and I have still been working on the car, trying to get it back to right.
Explain what happened there, because, yeah, you were involved in a pretty serious accident that Tim Bryan and I talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had no indication, but the drive shaft broke. Once the drive shaft broke, I just passed two cars, and got T-boned in the driver's door and then up into the wall. I was bruised up for a few days.
Yeah, and these cars, they're small, but they are safe as well, though.
Oh, very safe. That's the one thing that when I started racing, my dad preached to me,
yeah,
I don't care about anything else but safety first.
Yeah.
And that's a must.
Well, I know it's going to be a big race, Jerry, tonight, but also, again, August 22nd for the vintage cars. For the vintage drivers that are listed, it might not be too sure if they want to make the change for the gears or to come to the track and try to find the tires. What can you tell them? Why do they want to come? I'll tell you right now, the reason why you want to go, if you're a race car driver, it's a fast track. You're going to love it, plain and simple, and to get that race, that wrestling belt. That's one of the most prestigious trophies in local track racing.
Oh, definitely. You know, the speeds are going to be up. You know, definitely on dirt, we don't see these kind of speeds. If any of the other drivers in the area that have these type cars, you know, we run a G60 pull-off, H500 pull-off. Gear ratio, everyone has their different opinions. Yeah. I'm going to say anywhere from a 500 to a 515. I wouldn't go over that. But, yeah, we'll take as many of the local drivers that run these type cars at different tracks. We have a few rules that we want to, you know, let them know about. You know, you are allowed mirrors for this particular race.
Yes.
We don't allow play bars. There's no windshield.
Right.
56% of your left side weight is the max. But, you know, pretty much everything else is the same.
Yeah, well, I know it's going to be great, and I know you're loading up, so we'll let you run, but I encourage all the drivers to get ready for this big race coming up on the 22nd, and good luck. Make sure the bolts are tight in that drive shaft tonight, brother.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that, and I just want to say a special thanks to the Doc for sponsoring this race, and also Sunoco Fuels, who is also our sponsor for the Southern Vintage Racing Association.
Absolutely. Jerry, we'll see you, and good luck tonight, brother.
Thanks, sir.
Absolutely. And again, Jerry Bolum, he's heading over down to Baker. And, you know, we were getting ready. It's now back to school. And what we like to do with Kane Motorsports, this thing has blossomed into a huge event. You know, we partnered up with Ratty Rods of the South, which is just a huge, huge group of folks from all over the country and the world, actually, on Facebook. Look up Ratty Rods of the South. Several thousands of folks that are on this great community. And we've teamed up with Ratty Rods, Billy Bob, and Sue Otto. And Billy Bob's on the air with us this morning. And Billy Bob, good morning. You guys with Kane Motorsports are getting ready to start collecting money and toys for our annual toy run at the Women's and Children's Hospital. Before I say anything else, I just want you to tell people, why do they want to get involved with this? It is so special. Good morning.
Good morning, Kane. And first off, I just want to thank you and Michelle for everything y'all do with the Warrior Kids.
That's all right.
Here at Ratty Rods of the South, my wife, Sue Otto, had lost her daughter. And from then on out, we have teamed up. We got over 15,000 people. And that includes Australia and Brazil. Yep. We had a guy come aboard in Brazil. And we just want to give back to the community. There's a lot of kids out there that needs help, that can't get help. And we're trying to collect. We sell T-shirts, stickers, and most of the proceeds we have been sending out to families in need that need gas money just to get back and forth from the hospital to see their child. If you hadn't ever been to a children's hospital, if you remember, I invited a woman last year.
Yeah.
Her name was Joanna Musselwhite. She brought her old Chevrolet truck, and she said she's never been in that situation, and after the show, she wanted to just hug her kids so tight and hold them close.
Yeah.
And this is why me and the wife has teamed up with Kane Motorsports and the Warrior Children to try to collect stuff. They can join us on Facebook at Ratty Rods of the South. They can even message Sue Otto for shirts, stickers. But if they would just message us and tell us they want to donate whatever, we will make arrangements to get it, and we'd love to have everybody at the hospital.
Yeah, and the thing is we're going to be doing this probably the second or third Friday in December. And just to let everyone know, and we'll have more details up on Facebook and also on Ratty Rods of the South, Twitter, and all that stuff. Not hard to find us. But these are new toys. You go to Walmart, even whether it be a doll or a coloring book, all that stuff. And, you know, we bless these kids, but we get blessed also in return.
Right. And at the hospital, me and Sue has come up with something that we're going to do for the children.
Mm-hmm.
We have bought a 48 Chrysler Windsor police car.
Wow.
It will be turned in to Patrolling for a Cure.
Wow.
For childhood cancer.
Wow.
And we will do an unveiling at the hospital at the show with the car.
That is so awesome. That blows me away. Wow.
But I want to thank everybody on our site that's helped. I cannot go through a list of people.
Hundreds.
That has helped us and helped y'all. And I just appreciate everybody helping. And I want to give my wife a big hand.
Absolutely.
She works 24/7. Even if she's sick, laying in bed, she's got the computer right there working.
I know she's listening today, and we're thinking of her. I know she's have health issues, so we're praying for her for sure.
That's right, Kane. And I appreciate everybody. Join us on Ratty Rods of the South on Facebook.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be another good event, and we'll get you all the details coming up. You enjoy the rest. Where are you at now? What state are you in today?
I'm in Missouri, headed out to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Sure. You keep all 18 wheels on the ground, brother, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, and I did meet two people, and I talked to them out in Missouri. They're going to join us today,
Great.
And they'll be sending stuff in to help y'all, too.
Awesome. Billy Bob, we appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
And we love y'all. Y'all take care. Appreciate everything y'all do.
Absolutely. Coming up, NASCAR with Dustin Long from NBC Sports. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Kane Motorsports getting ready to load up the cars. Matt Jackson leading the points for three more races, we hope, to get that championship at Mobile International Speedway. It's going to be a good, tight race and battle, and I want to thank all the sponsors again. McDonald's, a lifetime contract with Kane Motorsports, thanks to what we're doing with the Warrior Kids, and we can't thank them enough for what they do for us. Pull Apart, also, for every top five they give us an extra $100, and you heard Billy Bob from Ratty Rods of the South. You know, we're giving this money to kids locally, families locally that need it just for gas money and a place to stay, just to go see their kids in Birmingham at the hospital. So thank you to those guys. Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service, also BA Motorsports helping with our safety equipment this year. The Crockers do amazing work in their transmission field. D&T Automotive, check them out. ABC Designs, if you want to wrap for the race car or any kind of signage, they take care of you there. And Google Sean Herman from Bell Rose Tattoo and Piercing, world-renowned tattooist. Appreciate him being on the car this year. Fallsack Tires, Titan Race Cars, and Alabama Teen Challenge. We've got USFD Racing, Coastal Traffic, Metro Glass Mobile, and, of course, Ratty Rods of the South helping us this year. So NASCAR, it's time. Dustin Long talking Watkins Glen. They've got the qualifying order coming up. But the big news, I think, Dustin, good morning with NBC Sports is, well, it's in the news. It popped up yesterday that Kevin Ward Jr.'s family in the wrongful death lawsuit filed against Tony Stewart. What is this going to do? And give us the details.
Yeah, you know, yesterday, as you said, the attorneys for the family of Kevin Ward Jr. filed a wrongful death lawsuit in New York. Just to kind of review, it was nearly a year ago. It was August 9, 2014, during sprint car race at the track up in New York, where Stewart and Ward were racing together. Ward hit the wall, got out of his sprint car, and started walking down the track, and then was, as this was under caution, and then was struck by Stewart in the incident. Later, Ontario County, New York grand jury ruled last September that Stewart would not face criminal charges. The district attorney at that time said that the grand jury had viewed two videos of the incident. One, which many people saw, that was on YouTube, and it was made public. The second one that was not made public. And also in that, after that decision by the grand jury, the district attorney also stated that Kevin Ward Jr. Toxicology report showed that he had marijuana in his system, and it would have been enough to impair the judgment based on what the attorney general said. So what does this mean? Well, in essence, what the family is, basically the family's looking for some compensation. Our NBC legal analyst, Jack Furlong, said on our show, NASCAR America, yesterday, quote, "It is, in effect, a statement across the bow of Tony Stewart's people that if you think we're going away quietly, you are sadly mistaken." And that is kind of what his interpretation is of what the family's action is. And the family issued a release, a statement, with the announcement of the lawsuit, and in the statement, the Ward family said, quote, "Our son was truly the light of our lives, and we miss him terribly every day. Our hope is that this lawsuit will hold Tony Stewart responsible for killing our son and show him there are real consequences when someone recklessly takes another person's life." And one of the things that the lawsuit states is that they feel like that Stewart gunned his 700 horsepower sprint car as he approached Ward. The lawsuit states, quote, Stewart climbed up, gunned his engine, causing his 700 horsepower vehicle to slide and strike Ward with his right rear tire, crushing Ward and flinging his body an estimated 25 feet down the track. Now, again, a couple things to understand. The grand jury did not find a reason to file to have a charge placed against Stewart. There is a higher level of degree in a criminal case in taking something to getting a charge and taking it to trial than there is in a civil case.
Right.
So just because Stewart was found, you know, the grand jury didn't find any issue with Stewart, doesn't mean that something might happen in the civil trial. Now, one of the things the family's done is they've asked for a jury trial. They also are seeking punitive damages. The lawsuit does not state how much they are seeking. What this also could be is part of a plan to get this out there in public. Obviously, it was done with NASCAR nearby and Watkins Glen to get as much publicity as possible, and also is maybe lead towards some type of settlement. Because this, you know, does Tony Stewart want to go and fight this in court? Is this best for the long term for Tony Stewart in terms of sponsorship, in terms of sponsorship for Stewart Haas Racing, things like that? So there's a lot to play out, and we'll see if this even gets to court or if there's a settlement at some point. I know Tony has stated publicly, and when he talked briefly about it, is that you know, he felt it was 100% an accident.
Yeah.
Maybe that's enough to fight it. But then again, when you're going to trial, you never know. And if it's a jury trial, you know, they're going to be looking at the family who has a 20-year-old son who was killed, and that's a lot of sympathy that a jury can have for that side.
I don't know. I'm going to bite my tongue on this one. I disagree with that lawsuit, but I'll leave it at that. That bothers me a little bit. I understand. Well, this week the drivers do go left and right at Watkins Glen. Matt Kenseth got his clinch in the spot last week in a Pocono, and that's good because, you know, is this a Jeff Gordon race today? You think? This is his last time at a road course.
He was fast in practice yesterday, so we'll see what happens in qualifying. You've got AJ Allmendinger who. Was the defending race winner. An interesting story we've got on NBCSN with our coverage tomorrow. Kyle Petty sits down with AJ Allmendinger and talks about last year and all that he's gone through to get to that point. I've got a story that'll be on our NASCAR Talk website tomorrow that's in conjunction with that, talking about the special mementos and memories of that race for not only Allmendinger but for his crew.
Yeah.
One member of his crew, and this may be something to think about it when you win in your next race, is saved the right rear tire from Allmendinger's car after the burnout, to have a piece of that victory. He would have done the left rear tire, but Allmendinger destroyed it in the burnout, so only got the right rear tire. I've never heard of that before, but I thought that was a really interesting thing.
I will do that tonight. I'll send you a piece of rubber. Hey, Dustin, we've only got about 15, 20 seconds have gone so quick, so I appreciate it. How do we keep track of everything you do with NBC Sports?
Yeah, at Dustin Long. Also, on our website, NASCARTalk.NBCSports.com. We've got Nate Ryan. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Nate Ryan, who's at the track this weekend for us. And we'll be filing all sorts of reports on site from the track.
All right, Dustin, we appreciate it. We will have you back on next week, and have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
There you go. Dustin Long with NBC Sports wraps up the first time that Full Throttle Racing with Kane is on at 10 o'clock. Hopefully the new listeners and everyone else got a kick out of it. Tonight, 5 o'clock, $5 gets you in over at Mobile International Speedway. I'm telling you, fireworks on the track. It's going to be very aggressive racing tonight in all the classes. The three final races of the year could be the three final races forever. I hope not. But we'll see. Mobile International Speedway is the place you want to be tonight. God bless you. See you at the track, and love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured.